This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Representative Matt Gaetz on Tuesday night said a former Department of Justice official attempted to shake his family down for $25 million by blackmailing him with sex trafficking allegations.
What is happening is an extortion of me and my family involving a former Department of Justice official. On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away. Our family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And the FBI and the Department of Justice were so concerned about this attempted extortion of a member of Congress that they asked my dad to wear a wire, which he did, with the former Department of Justice official.
Gaetz identified the former Department of Justice official on Fox News as David McGee, USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Former Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is reporting Border Patrol agents have apprehended more than 150,000 illegal border crossers during the month of March. Dr. Mike Vickers tells Americans for Limited Government their encounter with Chinese illegal immigrants.
We had a group of Chinese come through. They did not have a Mexican coyote or anybody leading them. They were actually leading themselves, and they were about 8 or 10 miles off the highway. They did have some kind of a navigation device. They'd be looking up at the stars. They sat there and chatted for about 30 minutes. And they didn't know we were there, but they were videoing them, and they took pictures of them and looking at them with a thermal. And all of a sudden, they pack up and take off, headed north. Well, we got the Border Patrol out there, but they did not catch them.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said data suggests fully vaccinated people do not carry COVID-19. On Monday, the CDC released a study of 4,000 frontline workers which showed that mRNA vaccines were 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 infections, even the asymptomatic kind. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Georgia is poised to reopen the state Wednesday as the threat of COVID-19 dwindles. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the state never issued a mask mandate, and reopening is for the people of the Peach State.
Our economy has been reopened for the most part, working to protect livelihoods, too, for almost a year now. The sectors that we have left that have been struggling are like many around the country when you think about the airline industry, business, and tourism, travel, convention center business. In Georgia, you know, this time of year, all the way through the summer, our beaches, mountains, you know, there's a lot of hardworking Georgians that depend on those jobs and businesses that depend on that revenue, and that's what we've got to reopen.
The Republican governor on Fox News says the misinformation from President Biden on Georgia's new election laws is adding to knee-jerk reactions.
Hypocrisy is running rampant right now. This bill makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat. President Biden got 4 Pinocchios from the Washington Post, which is incredible because they're absolutely right. What he was saying is not true. And even more hypocrisy was Stacey Abrams celebrating New Jersey expanding to 9 days of early voting when her own state of Georgia has 17, and we just added more opportunities on the weekend. So they're being mistruthful about what the bill does.
The Election Integrity Act of 2021 was passed on a party line vote and makes adjustments welcomed by local election officials who were overwhelmed by the 2020 record turnout. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I'll tell you, the people that got to stop have got to be the people that want to continue to ride this wave of cancel culture, these false narratives that are out there. And I think Matt Gaetz kind of showed us what has to be done. And that is when you're attacked, you've got to attack back. And the left is not used to this. They're used to when they take, you know, a shot at people on the right, that they expect them just to fold up like a $2 chair and not respond. I think they're rather surprised when the truth comes back on them and it's realized they don't have much of an answer. Rick Manning joins us right now. Rick, what do you make of this latest situation with Matt Gaetz and how he responded here?
Well, he's following the Trump model that you never back down. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think almost everybody learned way back when they were in grade school that if you are dealing with a bully,
you got to bully him back. Exactly.
You got to punch him back.
Right.
Say you can't allow him to take your lunch money because they're going to want your lunch money tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And what we're dealing with the woke left, the Marxist left, is a demand that we kneel to every one of their demands, no matter how absurd. And there is no reasoning. There's no, you know, ability to talk it out. We can't hug it out. We can't come to a common agreement about things we believe in because they don't believe in America. Mm. And as a result, any time you give an inch, they will want the next foot and a half. And they will demand that you give it to them and then you apologize for not giving it to them sooner.
Yes.
So the only way you can respond to people like that is to punch them back, tell them to go to hell and deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look, I appreciate it also that Matt revealed who the person was that was trying to shake him down. I mean, this is a former official that's doing this. I mean, this is disgusting. The amounts of millions of dollars that he was, trying to blackmail him for. So I appreciate it. But meanwhile, the other media, the mainstream supposed media, are really slow on the uptake to, you know, really do, you know, the responsible dive into this thing. I mean, they're reporting on the easy stuff that this the investigation underway over possible sex trafficking and all this, but not even getting into the details of the matter.
Well, no, they're not, and it's a. Bill, let's just disabuse ourselves of the notion that there is a an establishment media in any way, shape, or form as we would know it. Mm-hmm. What we have is our mouthpieces of the left. They made that decision during the Trump administration. They were that way before. They just weren't so overt.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're a full-blown mouthpiece of the left. They don't even pretend to be journalists. And that's why people like Cheryl Atkinson and others don't have a place in modern journalism. She's not conservative. She's
right.
not liberal. She's a journalist.
Exactly.
And she has to do her own thing on her own website because, right, because somebody who's actually a journalist who will investigate wherever the facts take them
mm-hmm.
is not welcome in the world of Disney, Viacom, and Comcast, who own the big three networks.
Exactly.
It's not welcome. So that's a... one person to keep an eye on is Catherine Herridge over at CBS, who used to be Fox News. Really good reporter. We'll see how long she lasts
yeah.
with CBS.
Well, it's tough. It's tough to be squeezed into that situation. As you said, the worldview of these networks and the woke left is such that it's obvious. And I think this what it needs to be pointed out, and I appreciate you coming on, Rick, to point this out once again, because we need to be reminded again and again that these are not fair-minded people. They are abusing every principle of journalism that they've ever been trained on. You know, it's about them controlling the narrative for a specific outcome, and the outcome is not anything, at least that I can tell, has anything to do with the Constitution other than maybe obliterating said document.
Yeah, they claim a First Amendment right while denying you yours. That's
yes.
essential. If you own a major conglomerate and you can own and have that, then you have a First Amendment right. But if you don't, you just get creamed. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another example, though, that I'm working on. I spent all day yesterday working on this because it really just irritated the heck out of me. Tomorrow we have Major League Baseball starting. And normally we sit there, you know, we didn't get a real season last year. Everybody should be excited and the like, and I was.
Yes.
And then the Major League Baseball Players Association head, Tony Clark, comes out this week and it says, well, we're going to try to get the Major League Baseball to move the All-Star game from Atlanta because Georgia passed voter integrity legislation and we don't like it. And I have to tell you, it absolutely infuriated me. It infuriated me for a very simple reason. I love baseball, and last year, because of their kneeling and all their woke stuff they did, I didn't watch baseball last year.
Right.
I missed a whole season of Mike Trout. Just about killed me.
Right.
And now I'm excited. I've been following it all spring. I've been ready to go. Even got back in a fantasy baseball league. And this bozo, Major League Baseball Players Association guy, goes all woke and wants to make it so baseball decides that forever I can't watch them because they want to make it so institutional election fraud becomes the norm.
Mm-hmm.
They want to attack a state for actually trying to make it so people have to show who they are before they vote.
And by the way, almost two-thirds of the people want voter ID. So now you're canceling two-thirds of your potential audience. Brilliant move from the MLBA, right?
Exactly. It's just an incredibly stupid move. I spent yesterday just trying to get a bunch of lists and stuff, but put together a take action that's on my webpage at dailytorch.com. If you go to dailytorch.com, you can take action on that.
Okay.
And it's so just click on the story and there's a link in the story on how to take action.
Exactly.
But essentially, what I've got people doing is contacting the Major League Baseball Major League Baseball owners, or at least the teams, who have owners who are likely to be against what the Players Association is doing, and also the front office of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred and three of his top assistants, all going after them and saying, you know, don't do this, keep the All-Star game in Atlanta, because. And here's what they will do, and this is why I'm spending time on this, Bill. It seems symbolic. It seems stupid. It's just
this is all about pushing back, though, Rick. We've got to spend time on this because we let this stuff come and go, and the woke society continues their idiocy. I mean, this is an attack on the free enterprise system, the market, and people like you and I who love baseball that are looking forward. That said, okay, maybe we'll give them another shot, and they can't help themselves. And they go and they start, you know, digging a hole once again. It's like, put the shovels down, knuckleheads. It cost you a bunch of money last year. How much more do you want to lose?
That's exactly right. And so anybody who's interested, you don't have to love baseball to do this. This is about pushing the agenda of eliminating state determination of the election laws, eliminating voter identification on a national level. And what Tony Clark, the MLBPA head, is trying to do is to get an announcement next week while the Democrats are doing a big push in Congress to federalize elections. So we have to stop this, because this is part of their nationalizing elections play by saying things like voter identification are racist.
Exactly.
So you don't have to love Major League Baseball. You don't have to care about Major League Baseball. This is a symbol about whether or not we're going to stand up for basic voting security.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. People across the world are desperate for love, hope, and relationship. The Tide radio programs broadcasting the love of Jesus over the airwaves are helping to overcome huge barriers to hope, and they're instrumental in leading people into a relationship with Jesus that's not affected by physical distancing. In Thailand, the Tide Ministry is spreading the hope of Christ even further by sharing daily devotionals in the Assam language through social media. These short devotional recordings offer daily encouragement to our followers, who can easily share them by forwarding the devotionals to others. The Tide Ministry partners are working to develop 365 of these messages so that Thai listeners may hear a unique devotional every day of the year. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners and leading them into a hope-filled relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, we the people got to wake up and realize if this is a government of, for, by we the people, okay, that means we the people cannot stand for this idiocy. We cannot stand for things that violate our U.S. Constitution. Now, you can sit there and be laissez-faire about it, but look, at this is how the left got to where it is right now, to where they're doing silly things like, you know, imposing on the fun and what we were looking forward to in terms of entertainment for Major League Baseball. And it goes on and on. It's endless. I mean, we had a celebrity here yesterday, I believe, you know, shout out, hey, look, get back to your business. You know, stick to your knitting. And in so many words, that's my interpretation of it. Laura Ingraham, years ago, wrote a book that was quite to the point. You know, shut up and sing. You know, do what you do. You know, we don't need to hear your politics. You're ill-informed. You just babble on with a false narrative. If you want to get into the political, well, then do your homework. Know what the heck you're talking about. You know, Rick, this is what's so frustrating about the woke side. And they're having their way right now because, you know, they're supported by, you know, big business and, you know, this supposed established media and all that. But they can't handle a discussion. This is why the Democrats and Joe Biden included, Nancy Pelosi, you know, they can't handle a debate because their premises are so false, they're so hollow, there's no substance to it. It's all show and no go. And this is what's coming out. I mean, here we are with all these things that the president continues to do and how he denies what's going on in the border. I mean, we finally saw those pictures. I mean, Rick, that's absolutely heartbreaking to see what these young kids are going through there. And, you know, here was all hell breaking loose last time because of Donald Trump and these supposed cages, and you got Don't Cry For Me, AOC, there on the wall, you know, doing her fake crying, you know, scene. It's just unflippin' believable. You know, but where are they now when this is a real occurrence and you've got these facilities at what, over 1,500% over capacity? And, you know, and then on top of that, the teachers union in California, they don't want anything to do with the classrooms, and they don't want to teach the kids in California. I happen to be in California here right now, so I got an up-close personal look at what's going on. They don't want to go in the classroom and teach the kids in California, but yet they'll go ahead and teach illegal immigrants who are coming in that are COVID-ridden. It's like, you guys don't make any sense.
Yeah, well, you summed up nicely. There is a listen. In terms of the problem on the border, it's a Biden creation. He should be held accountable. The only people who hold him accountable will be the people, and the people can hold him accountable by demanding that of their members of Congress and senators that they hold firm and not provide amnesty. The reason people are coming is because of the promise of amnesty. That is the entire, that's the golden ticket. And President Biden has promised amnesty. The Democrats are waving amnesty around like it's it's something, you know, it's free.
Yeah.
It would be to them, it just won't be to the rest of us.
Right, exactly.
And so it destroys the entire immigration system. And, that's why those places are full.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, stop, end with the amnesty talk, the caravan stop, and we have to get those kids sorted out and send them back to their homes, wherever they may be coming from. And oh, by the way, a significant percentage of those kids are not from Central America.
Right.
They're from China.
Right. Yeah, they're finding that out as well. Well, and the thing is that they have to reinstitute what Donald Trump had in place, and that is you stop them on the other side of the border. You work with these countries and this sort of thing. And, I mean, this is a perfect storm and that is created. You're exactly right. You know, Joe Biden is fully responsible for this chaos, and this is why they've tried to hide it. This is why they're trying to use, you know, confused language. The white paper that the Democrats have written up on this is so ridiculous and bears no credibility whatsoever. They must think the American people are just absolutely stupid.
Well, they depend on the media, the existing their mouthpieces to deliver the message, and so far successfully. you know, the amazing part about all this is that half of America knows what's going on and actually is paying attention and has gotten through the noise that comes out of the blather out of D.C. Mm-hmm. The fact that the most astonishing thing is the lack of power of the media, because they've only been able to really coerce a third of the, or half the people into just nodding and agreeing with whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's astonishing that half of America is standing up, and that gives real hope, because there's a lot of us who are saying, no, we're not putting up with this.
Exactly. And this is what needs to happen, is we need, this is what a we the people government looks like, is when we stand up against this kind of insanity. And, you know, I guess in some part we can be pretty grateful with this Biden-Harris regime, because it is so radical and so obvious that even the mainstream media can only carry so much of their water, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, they always talk about something called slippery slope. You know, whenever you say, oh, if you do this, you're going to get it's a slippery slope towards that. And what the Biden administration is doing is they're showing that everybody who ever was concerned about encroaching government, gradualism, was 100% correct.
Exactly.
Because they no longer hide behind gradualism. They're going for the full boat on every issue.
Schumer said, give us those two seats in Atlanta, we'll change America. They're going full blast. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
And that's exactly right. And it's one of the good things, Bill, is you've got the show We the People. Well, next week, the Democrats are calling it We the People Week to try to push through their national and federalization of elections. And so that's going to be a week where they're focusing on elections. And so you have a great hashtag, because you can have every one of your shows getting trending on Twitter and elsewhere, because
exactly. They're
going to be pushing We the People. So I would suggest every single person out there next week, you need a hashtag We the People with some conservative values, with values that stand up for America and push back against the Democrats' attempt to take over the term We the People
exactly
as being something that means that's Marxist rather than American.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rick, you wrote about the real danger exposed in the Suez blockage and what happened there. I mean, this is, again, on the heels of a goofy and irresponsible decision by the Biden administration to cancel the XL pipeline and put in jeopardy our energy independence. This is quite telling with what happened, because you got 10% of the traffic, and even just 10% of the traffic delivering oil down through that being delayed in that Suez blockage situation. It had a direct and immediate effect on gas prices, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it had that exact immediate effect. And here's the thing that we people don't realize. There are three or four places in the world which are basically choke points for commerce that can shut down much of the world's commerce. Suez Canal is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The ship blocking it had massive effects, particularly in Europe, which is dependent upon that to get goods from China and Asia into the Mediterranean and into Europe. But it has a huge impact on European trade. The Panama Canal is a similar situation. 60% of stuff that comes to the United States goes through the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want something from the Atlantic Ocean, from Europe to the West Coast, got to go through the Panama Canal. You want something from China to the East Coast, got to go, or Japan, it's got to go through the Panama Canal. So it is a huge choke point. The Chinese are investing through the Belt and Road Initiative, trying to buy the Panamanian government and effectively be able to exert influence over the operation of the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
Exactly. What you worried about when we gave
exactly,
it away?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Rick. I mean, here it is. We build it, we give it away, and then the Chinese come in and say, thank you very much.
Exactly right.
You imagine them controlling the Panama Canal?
It would be disastrous for America. It is one of those places that if the Chinese exerted control of the Panamanian government, tried to choke out U.S. trade on it, we would have to go to war over.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, get activated. Check out DailyTorch.com, GetLiberty.org. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Representative Matt Gaetz on Tuesday night said a former Department of Justice official attempted to shake his family down for $25 million by blackmailing him with sex trafficking allegations.
What is happening is an extortion of me and my family involving a former Department of Justice official. On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away. Our family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And the FBI and the Department of Justice were so concerned about this attempted extortion of a member of Congress that they asked my dad to wear a wire, which he did, with the former Department of Justice official.
Gaetz identified the former Department of Justice official on Fox News as David McGee, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. You know, Jenny Beth, I'm encouraged, and we were talking about this just a moment ago, Matt Gaetz demonstrating once again the power of the truth. When you have the truth on your side, you can push back incredibly, and this is what this woke culture is doing. They're so loose about the truth and all these narratives out there that they can't handle the truth. And this gives him strength and everybody else encouragement in dealing with something. I mean, this shakedown that they tried to do on him was disgusting, but this is the culture we deal with right now, right?
It certainly is, and it is good that he is pushing back. These stories and the allegations are rather astonishing about him.
Well, in the same matter, we have to say, as you wrote about, say no to these corrupt politicians regarding that Corrupt Politicians Act that they say for the people, it's for the politicians, as you've written before. This S-1, now titled, it's H-R-1 in the House of Representatives, S-1 in the Senate. It's the Senate version of that Democratic-sponsored legislation that would overturn state law, federalize elections, outlaw voter ID, mandate automatic and same-day voter registration. Just to name a few.
That is exactly right. This bill will benefit politicians. It will benefit incumbent elected officials, but it will not benefit we the people. It is when they match political donations with a 6-to-1 political donation, that is money that would be Otherwise, our tax dollars would be used for, by doing this, you're essentially using taxpayer money to subsidize and pay for their political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they're making it not just, they claim that they are looking out for voting rights. Well, I know this. Voting is a sacred right, and
right.
We should all make sure we are doing everything we can to guard that sacred right. And our ballot is the product of us exercising that right. We need to make sure there are safeguards in place to protect that ballot. And instead, they want to make it easier to cheat and impossible to detect cheating, because they want to get rid of voter ID. They want to have same day registration. They want people to just sign their name to prove that they live where they say they live and they are who they say they are. And there's no way for anyone to challenge a voter, even if you know the voter is not a legitimate voter.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Beth, I've maintained that if 2020 was so legit and perfect, as some have suggested, then why would HR1, why would S1 be necessary?
I think that is a very good question. What they are trying to do is take the problems that happened in Georgia and other states around the country in 2020. They are trying to codify that and make mm-hmm. those problems the law of the land and business as usual. We have problems in Georgia. There are witnesses who signed affidavits who were supposed to be verifying the signatures on absentee ballot applications, and at least one person who was supposed to do that signed an affidavit saying that she was told when a signature did not match, she'd just go on and approve it and somebody would catch it when the ballot came in. We have problems where people who are registered to vote in the Secretary of State's office, according to the government database, the United States Post Office database, the address from the government database in the Secretary of State's office is supposed to be a vacant address, according to the United States Postal Service. Yet with this the Corrupt Politicians Act, what they are actually trying to do is use government databases, and I'm giving you an example right now of discrepancies with government
yes.
databases to automatically register people to vote. It will codify the bad things that happen, and it will make it even worse. And on top of that, it will nationalize our election. So if you're a foreign adversary, you only have to go to one set of rules to figure out how to hack into our system or cause problems with our system, rather than 50 different rules at 50 different states as we have now.
Well, as you said so appropriately, Jenny Beth Martin, is that if we are going to protect the integrity and this cherished privilege that we have to participate in elections, and our vote really counts and matters, then we need to be serious about this, because these politicians are not. I mean, they're about rigging the system. And though you say it's a politician's act, it really seems to favor more the Democrats. It seems to be an act that is up for by the Democrats than it is the Republicans. The Republicans, there will be some, no doubt, that could take advantage of this. But by and large, this is to empower one party significantly over the other. And I just happen to be in California right now, Jenny Beth Martin, and this is a one-party state. And this is what the Democrats want. They want a one-party government like California. And California is the poster child for incompetency and chaos. And we want this here in California. I was born and raised here, and it breaks my heart to see how destroyed the state has become, because it's being run by one party.
That is exactly right, and it will benefit the politicians who are in power right now, and that is the Democrats. That's why the Democrats are pushing this so hard. And yet, look at California. There is as much as we don't like gridlock in this country, there is something to be said for debate, political debate, the power of free speech, and the power of competition. Competition sharpens both parties when
exactly.
you really and truly are striving to be the best or to be the most persuasive. This will make it, it favors one set of politicians over the other. It will wind up stifling debate, and it will eliminate competition or greatly reduce competition.
Well, it promotes mediocrity, and even worse. I mean, here, this is, you know, supposedly these ideas are coming from an elite class of the intelligentsia, and they're dumbing their own selves down, because when you cannot have healthy debate, as you say, this is where ideas are advanced and better ideas come about, right?
That is exactly right. And I have had situations where I get into debates with people, and I listen to what they say, and I can understand their point of view, and it makes me a better person. And you know what, Phil? Even in this particular debate that we're talking about right now, listening to the other side has helped me appreciate their point of view. Voting, they're talking about voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
Voting really and truly, in my opinion, is a sacred right that is set
yes.
aside for the citizens of this country. It is something that each one of us has the privilege and the honor to be able to exercise. And when they talk about wanting to protect that, I agree with that.
Exactly.
I want to
mm-hmm.
protect it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to have that kind of debate, but we have to have honest debate, and we can't rig the system, and we can't make it easy to cheat.
And you can't invalidate somebody else's opinion just because you don't agree with them. I mean, because we're agreeing on the fact that this is a sacred, honored institution and process of our government. If that is our goal, then we'll arrive there. We may come from a different angle, but we'll arrive at that goal. But if it's more about, hey, I'm more right than you, and I'm going to invalidate your opinion and cancel you, if that's what this exercise is all about, it's lose-lose for everybody. And I would dare say the end game and objective would be compromised, wouldn't it?
It absolutely would, and it would wind up harming the American people.
Without a doubt, and that's what this is about. It is about we the people empowering we the people, and we the people need to empower themselves, because this is what self-responsibility is all about. This is what our Constitution is all about. They need to stay activated, Jenny Beth. How can they do that?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Now, there's a daily action plan for which they can participate. It's all right there in the website, right?
Yes, sir. We update our action items every single week.
You got it. Jenny Beth Martin.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's Logistics Company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, here it is, Wednesday of Holy Week, Easter Sunday just around the corner. And here it is as you follow the footsteps of our Lord and Savior. And, you know, and you align yourself with the activities of what's going on in Holy Week. It is no doubt the Easter story, the most dramatic story of all time. It's the day everything changed from death to life, helpless to hopeful, despair to joy. With us right now is John Fuller. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect with John. John is the co-host of Focus on the Family's daily broadcast with President Jim Daly. And it's his job to keep Jim Daly out of trouble. And we can say he's been very successful to that end.
Jim is the quarterback of the team, and quarterbacks sometimes have fun.
Yes, exactly.
And, I do not keep Jim out of trouble, but I do try to assist him in any way, shape, or form to be more successful. So,
I got to tell you, John, it is such a blessing. You too. You have such great chemistry together. I mean, this is a God thing, you know, putting you two together. And I just so appreciate your gift and what you and Jim do on a daily basis with your broadcast. I am really blessed and encouraged by your broadcast. You guys do just an outstanding job, and we appreciate your gift.
It's a wonderful opportunity to hang out with Jim and to represent a ministry that has such a great worldwide impact on families and individuals. And I pinch myself every now and then. It's sort of like, how'd I get here? Wow.
Well, that's when you look up and you say, thank you, Lord. That's it.
I do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. As we do with this Easter story. I mean, this is my favorite time of year, where, you know, our faith is so clearly defined in understanding just how much God really loves us, to send his son to redeem his creation from the original sin.
Yeah, and my wife and I were talking the other day, Bill, and she asked these great questions. Sometimes I get a little irritated because she asks so many questions. She's a deep thinker upon it.
Right.
She said, why do we spend so much time and energy on Christmas? I mean, we spend weeks leading up to it.
We have cards. We have songs. We have traditions. We take time off of work. We do family gatherings. And there's some of that with Easter. But why? Mm. Why so much for Christmas and so little for Easter? And I thought, she's right. I mean,
boy, that's a good point.
I don't know about you, but Easter gets – when is Easter? It's always changing. We sing the songs about Jesus rising all the time.
Right.
They're not special, if you will. They're not just one time a year. The kids are in school. Things are busy. I take maybe a day or two off. It's just not the same. And I thought, you know, part of that is babies. Everybody loves a baby. But this story, this one's full of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutality. It's rejection. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, followed by the best.
Exactly.
The incredible thing, as you said, the resurrection. But the world can accept a baby. They just, you know, if you're not born again, then this God talk, this stuff of redemption through resurrection, I mean, it's really, really out there, Bill.
Well, and as you say, John, it is dark. But this is how God looks upon our sin, as dark. And because it is such a violation of his character and what happened in the garden. And, you know, our first parents, you know, they messed up. They violated the tree, the fruit from said tree, and there were consequences. But even with the consequences, God said, I'm going to send a redeemer. And, you know, Satan was listening. Man was listening, and we tried to understand what was going on through the whole process, to the point that God, in his specific manner, this is what I love about God, and I keep saying this over and over again, John, that God is very specific. It's not some sort of theory or an idea that may evolve. Everything about God in this redemptive process, to the point of when Jesus is there entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, it all happened in the exact manner of time as ordained by God himself.
Absolutely. I totally believe that. And that mission that Jesus was on started way before time, I think. I think he knew what was going to be happening.
Right.
And when you read the totality of the scripture, it's very clear in Genesis, God's got a plan. It's very clear in Revelation, his plans will not be deterred, and they unfold as he desires. And Jesus fully knew everything that was going on. This week must have been one of the craziest weeks ever for anybody to experience. I mean,
exactly.
Being the hero of the day to being reviled, scorned, beaten, mocked, but totally betrayed, nailed to a cross, and left for dead. I mean, what a fantastically bizarre change of events. Where I take great comfort and find great joy this year. And one of the things in response to my wife that I'm trying to do is this year really dial in and just find something to grab onto and stick with it from the scriptures. But,
right.
You know, we're told in 1 John that if we sin, we've got an advocate with the Father, Jesus, the righteous one. This is the one who spoke the world into being, who holds all things together with the word, the one who walked by lepers and paralytics and said, you've been sick your whole life, but now with the word, you're healed.
Exactly.
This is the one who, when he was betrayed, said, who are you looking for? Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He said, I am he. And I don't know about you, Bill, but I've never been around somebody that said three words and everybody, like hundreds of people, all fell back.
Exactly.
Around.
Exactly.
I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of his divine power leaked out in that moment when he declared, I am he. And then he surrendered. He could have said, I am he and you're dead. But
yeah.
He surrendered to them and let that mission he came for be fulfilled, which is why we have Easter. It's why it's the best holiday we have.
Yeah, the redemptive process and all that's involved in that, John. I interviewed a Messianic rabbi, Jason Sobel, last week. In fact, we're going to replay that interview on Good Friday. And he demonstrates, he takes the symbols of the crucifixion from the crown of thorns to the nails being hammered in Jesus' hand, in his feet, the spear hitting Jesus' side, the suffering that Jesus had to endure with the scourging and what it all represented. He said the crown of thorns represented the punishment that God had rendered upon man as a consequence of them stealing the fruit from the tree, because he said that you will work, you're going to work your tail off. You know, you're going to sweat. The brow is just going to, you know, be overladen with work, and all you're going to be able to come up with is thorns and thistles, right? So there is the crown of thorns. The hands that stole from the tree, they had to be fastened, and there was the consequence of Jesus' hands being hammered to the cross. It had to be a tree that Jesus was hung on, because that was the tree that was violated in the Garden of Eden. Satan was trying to keep Jesus from putting, remember, the curse was on Satan's seed, that Jesus' heel would be crushing his head, and Satan wanted to fasten his feet down, so that didn't happen. So that's why the nails in the feet. The spear in the side was to redeem the woman, because it was the woman who came from the side of man. And then the scourging on the back was because of our abject disobedience. We know that when we disobey, we're often, we often get our conflict on the backside. And for Jesus here, taking all the stripes because of our rank disobedience. All that, when you think about it, all, John Fuller, all that we have done and all that we are, fully redeemed by the grace of God. And just as you said, Jesus could have called down angels. He could have been saved at that moment. But he went to the cross because he wanted to. He wanted to fulfill God's will and our redemptive, the redemptive plan that God had for all of us.
Yeah, and his love drove him. I mean, it was,
is that amazing?
It was not obligation. It was this deep love for the planet he had created, the people that rejected him that he had created, and for the sin that brought death.
Yes.
And it's not like he ends suffering with this resurrection. He promises us, follow me, it's going to be costly. Mm-hmm. And we can't find our joy in circumstances, but we can find our joy in who that man, God, Jesus, was.
Right.
And the fact that all other prophets of any major religion, they're all still in the ground.
Exactly.
Ours has not been found. He is risen. He's got, there are witnesses, you know, 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about how many witnesses there were.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds,
and
right.
Our hope is pinned on Jesus, and our joy is in knowing that no matter what we're facing today, the one who said, I am he, and then 600 armed men fell back to the ground.
Amazing.
That's our God.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
The one that we serve.
Amazing. And as you say, rightfully so, John, is how many others can put claim to that? And, you know, by comparison, there's none. There's only one. This is why he is the way, the truth, and the life. And for us to get our brain around, just as you said, the love of God, it's mind-blowing to think that God would love us this much.
It is. I'm in awe. And I've been walking with the Lord for a long time,
yeah.
But I still just am humbled to think, wow, me?
Right.
That, you love me? And, yeah. And my job is then to love those around me, my family, my friends, even those who don't like me or don't like what I believe. My job is to love them like God loves them, which is abundantly more than I can do in my own. But with his power, in my weakness, he can do that too. So may he work through us and speak through us and proclaim the message of truth. Thank you for what you do on the radio, by the way. You're unabashedly bold for Jesus, and I appreciate that. And you defend truth, and we need more of that in this culture, not less.
Yeah, amen. John Fuller, the co-host of Focus on the Family's daily broadcast with President Jim Daly. John, happy Easter to you and yours. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. I hope it's a great
There's weekend. A sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. And your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business